Ladies and gentlemen, a few years back, some people asked me to create a description for a new private school. I wrote a one-page broadside headlined, open quote, "Are you concerned about the quality of our public schools?" question mark, close quote. I suspect that many thousands of education reformers have created similar proposals. Here is a typical idealistic, or perhaps we should say conservative, sentence. Open quote, "K-12 education is viewed as a systematic process. Children must master the basics, which in turn become the foundation for wider, deeper study. Finally, all students can become fully educated citizens." Close quote. That and 25 other sentences are valuable and true, but that's not the interesting part of the story. When I mused on what items I had included, I realized that they were not as critical as the things I ignored. In other words, there are lots of things that no person should ever have to deal with in school. It's important that everyone learn to recognize these malevolent, inefficient entities quickly, so you can oppose them with all your strength. Now, here's just a few of the items. A few of the big disasters now clogging up our schools. 1, reading with sight words as opposed to phonics. That would be entirely destructive and wasteful. People never recover from this. 50 years old, they're still functionally illiterate because you tried to do something stupid, to read with sight words as opposed to phonics. 2, constructivism to teach knowledge as opposed to direct instruction, the latter being the only sure way to teach. Constructivism just sends the kids off to figure out what they can figure out. Another item, Common Core math as a way to teach arithmetic, even though it virtually guarantees declining math scores. Common Core everything is a second-class choice. Another item, learning styles as a way of dividing a class against itself, instead of teaching to everyone's common denominators. Most children learn everything the same way, and when you add in the 2 or 3 main ways that people might use together, they would form the array that most people use. Another item, cooperative learning as the correct approach to every problem, instead of encouraging students to be independent and self-motivating. In other words, the schools pretend that working well with the kids around you is the whole point of being in school. No, it's not. The point is that you, as an adult, will have to be able to tackle problems by yourself. Now, that's just 5 or 6 examples, but there's dozens. But moving on, the thing I didn't realize 25 years ago is that the education establishment always starts by labeling the theories and methods that we have been using for many years precisely because they work. Professors of education want to teach us to hate such things. So you see a lot of bad press about phonics and all the other winners. Then when the opposition is softened up, the professors come back with their phony replacements. For example, sight words for phonics. The seemingly random mix of good and bad ideas in the public schools is not accidental. Not random. The professors start by trying to exterminate any good ideas remaining in the schools. The first step is to create propaganda and slogans that will make the best ideas seem completely undesirable. I always remember the famous guru whose job it was to discredit phonics in the UK. He said, memorably enough, "Phonics is as dull as dishwater." You notice he presumed to speak for the universe of students. They, of course, all hated phonics. That's what he wants you to think. He then presented his thoroughly idiotic ideas for how reading should be taught. This preposterous educator, very famous in the UK, claimed that words can be recognized by their shapes or silhouettes. A word such as like exhibits some distinctive ups and downs that might help recognition. A thin vertical line to start with, a small medium-sized letter in second place. you're probably feeling the impossibility of this method working at all. Also, there are probably many words with identical silhouettes. Shockingly, this guy was in charge of all what we call public schools in England, and he was knighted. Sir Frederick Chanel. Recall that in the United States during the 1930s, our educators simply tossed phonics out of the school system. Hardly an excuse was given. The Brits were probably jealous, so they felt pressure to create something even more bold and imaginative. Silhouettes, yes, we'll teach writing, reading with that. Now, how would this kind of recklessness work going in the other direction? Reflect on it, and then let's do it. That's where parents dismiss everything the school system says. Nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. There, doesn't that feel good? And every time you say that, you're probably 100% correct. The point of this little essay is that our schools are very bad because clever, clever people work to make them that way. Thank you. Now let's have a PS here. Notice that if you want to pursue any aspect of this discussion, enter any education topic and Bruce Dietrich Price. A total of 4 words, let's say. And Google will find articles that may exactly satisfy your curiosity. Again, thank you. Overview. Let's Fix Education explores 7 of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. 2, by doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. 3, nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education. But the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. 4. The big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. 5. Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. 6. If we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. 7. Analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S. My book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.